I suppose all of us at one time or another have faced uncertainty in a task we've been given to do.
我假设我们可能一次或者两次，我们不知道我们就要做的是什么，或者不确定。
I remember the first time I entered the ministry over 10 years ago now.
我记得三年前我开始施工的时候。I
was faced with teaching a group of teenagers.
我面对要教导一群十来岁的孩子们。And
some of these kids were boarding school students.
一些孩子是住校的。And
so it hit me.
所以让我很触动。
At the moment, I was about the closest thing they had to a father who was actually living around them at that point.
当时我觉得好像父亲是在旁边住的一样。Great,
I just became the parent of 15 teenagers, and I'm only 25.
是的，当时我只有25岁，但是我好像要成为这十来个孩子的父亲。
I think I missed a few steps.
我想我在有几步过程中好像做错了。But
when we're faced with doing a job that's overwhelming, that can be understandable.
但是当我们面对非常大的问题的时候，任务的时候，我们这是可以理解的。
But usually our jobs are human-sized tasks.
但是通常我们手上的工是我们人可以应对的。When
we're engaged in God's work, we're not doing a human-sized task.
但是神的工并不是人可以面对的。Because
God's work is a God-sized task.
因为神的工是神他本身这样一个大的事情。As
Christians, all of us have been given a job to do.
作为基督徒，我们每一个人都有从神来的工。And
that task is a God-sized task.
这个工是神给我们做的，是非常大的。Well,
we're going to be looking at a man today who had a God-sized task to do.
我们今天会看到神给一个人这样大的事情。That
man was Moses, and his task was to begin the kingdom of God.
这个人叫摩西，他的任务就是神给他的这么大的任务。Moses
was reluctant to do this.
摩西并不是非常情愿去做。Because
he did not feel adequate for the job.
他觉得他不够资格。He
was right.
他是对的。But
that wasn't the question.
但是问题不在于此。God
did not ask Moses to be adequate for the job. He asked Moses to trust him.
神并没有让摩西是有这样的资格，而是神要让他来信靠神。Now
I just talked about the beginning of the kingdom of God.
我刚才提到神国的开始。That
may have sounded strange.
也许听起来有点陌生或者奇怪。
Because in one sense, God's kingdom is everything.
从某种意义上来讲，奇怪是因为神国是所有的。There
are plenty of scriptures that talk about the fact that God rules over everything and everywhere.
有很多经文讲到神国到处都有，神也掌控所有。And
so I want to look at a few of those.
所以我想让大家看其中的一些。
The point I want to make is that God's kingdom is universal.
我想说的重点是神国是普遍的。Psalm
45:13 tells us that God's kingdom always exists.
诗篇145:13节是讲神国一直都存在。
David writes, Your kingdom, God, is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations.
大卫说，耶和华你的国永远存在。So
from the beginning of the universe on into eternity, God's kingdom always is.
从宇宙的开始到最终，神国一直都存在。
God's kingdom is exists everywhere.
神国到处都有。
David also writes as he is in the process of dedicating some temple materials.
大卫也在来祭奠这个庙的时候来提到神国。
See, David had wanted to build a temple for God, but God did not let him do that.
大卫想建造这个殿，但是神没有让他做。
So he did the next best thing.
所以他做了他可以做的最好的事情。
From the tremendous wealth that he had acquired, he gathered as much material as he could to prepare for the building of the temple.
从他所有的财富当中，他选出来一些东西来建造这个殿来做准备。
And as he dedicates these materials, he prays a prayer of thanksgiving to God.
在把这些东西完全给予神的当中，他做了这样的一个祷告。
And he says in 1 Chronicles 29, 11, and 12,
他在历代之上二十九章十一到十二节说
Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might.And in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all.
耶和华尊大，能力、荣耀、强盛、威严都是你的。凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你位至高，位万有之首。丰富荣尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛都出于你。
As is the way of Hebrew poetry, David repeats the same idea in several different ways.
像希伯来的一些诗篇一样，这个大卫在很多其他地方也重复这样的主题。
He names the extent of the kingdom. It's not just the earth, but also the heavens.
他指出神国不仅仅是在地上，也在天上。
He says that yours is the kingdom. This kingdom all belongs to God.
他说，这个国度是属于你的，所有的都属于你。
And several times he says that God is ruler over all.
几次他提到神是所有的掌权者。
So God's kingdom is for all time. It's everywhere.
所以神国是自始至终都有的，也无所不在。
Another point I want to make is that God's kingdom has always been ruled by God's Son.
另外一点我要提的是，神国是由神的儿子来掌控的。
We understand that the Son of God is eternal. He has always existed.
我们知道圣子是一直都存在的，他一直掌管。
He became a man at a point in time, but he has always been the Son of God.
他在一个时期成为人，但是他永远都是神的儿子。
Paul writes in Colossians 1:17 that he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
在哥罗西书一章十七节，他说神一直都存在，并且一直都掌控这些所有。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 tells us that it is Jesus actually that created all things.
在希伯来书一章二节是说，耶稣创造了所有。
And so, as creator, he is also as well the one who is the revealer of the Father.
作为一个创造主，他也是显示天父的一个人。
So God's kingdom has always been ruled by God's Son.
所以神国一直都有神的儿子来掌控。
Listen to point up there. Another point that I omitted from the slides is that God's kingdom exists independent of man's choice.
另外一点我要提到的是，神国不以人的旨意转移。
This truth was discovered by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon.
这个真理是由Nebuchadnezzar 发现的。尼布甲尼撒他发现了这个真理。
See, in Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar explains to us how he learned that God rules independent of whatever Nebuchadnezzar might want.
在《但以理书》第四章讲到他是怎么意识到这个真理的。
Because of his success and his glory, Nebuchadnezzar thought he was the one in charge.
因为他的成功，他就以为他是掌权的。
He was the most powerful man in the world. He could do whatever he wanted.
当时他是在这个世界上最强大的，他可以做所有他想做的。
And then God taught him a lesson, and he spent 7 years brewing in the back paddock.
但是神教训了他一下，七年他是在野兽当中行走。
So he writes in Daniel chapter 4, verses 34 and 35.
在第34-35节他写道
At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing. He does according to his will among the host of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, none can stay his hand or say to him, What have you done?
日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的尊名复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代，世上所有的居民都算为虚有、虚无。在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭着自己的意志行事。无人能拦住他的手，或问他说：“你做什么呢？”
So it's clear, God did not suddenly wake up one morning and decide to take control of the universe.
很明显，神没有突然哪一天醒过来说他要掌管这个宇宙。
God has always had and always will have control of the universe.
神一直都在，也将会一直掌控这个宇宙。
And yet.We can turn to a very familiar passage that explains it in a very different way.
但是我们可以看一个我们非常熟悉的经节，从一个非常不同的角度来看。
It's in the Lord's Prayer, and we quote it almost every Sunday.
我们这个经节是我们几乎每一天都来诵读的，这就是祷文。
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
我们天上的父，让人万民尊你的名为圣，你的国降临。
Now wait a minute, I thought God's kingdom was for all time.
等一下，我以为神国一直都在。
If God's kingdom always exists, how can it come?
如果神国一直都在的话，为什么他还要来呢？
Something can arrive by being future and then coming into the present as we move forward in time.
一些事情可以在过去来到，然后再持续到将来。
Or something can arrive by location, by it coming to where we are.
有些可以从不同的地方来到这个地方。
But God's kingdom has always existed, and God's kingdom is everywhere.
但是神国一直都存在，也是无所不有的。
How can God's kingdom come?
那神国到底为什么要来呢？
And the answer is that we're talking about the kingdom in a different sense.
这答案是我们是在讲神国从另外一个意义上。
It's still God's kingdom, but now we're speaking in a slightly different way.
仍然是神国，但是我们从另外的一个角度来讲。
And in fact, the answer to this is found in that same Lord's Prayer.
事实上，这个答案也是在主祷文的另外一部分。
The same prayer says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
主祷文说：“你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
But God's will being done on earth in the same way that it is now done in heaven.
神的旨意在地上行的就应该是在天上行的一样。
Well, you don't have to know very much to look around at our world and see quite obviously God's will is not being done on earth the way it is being done in heaven.
你不需要去看太多就知道神的旨意在地上的并不是像在天上一样那样。
No, that fact does not mean that God has suddenly stepped off his throne.
这并不意味着神突然从他的宝座离开了。
God's will is not being done in the way that it is being done in heaven.
但是神的旨意在地上并不像在天上那样子。
And that would be the sense in which God's kingdom comes.
这就是我们所说的神国要来。
And to do that, God has stepped in at certain points in history and done something different.
为此，神要在某一个时期介入。
He has introduced a mediator.
他给了一个中保。
And he has ruled over a certain place and a certain time in a limited way to demonstrate what it looks like for God to rule over the earth the way it's supposed to be done.
他在一个特定时间和地点，以一种有限的方式向世人来显示神的旨意应该是怎么样子来执行的。
And the first time that happens in that special way is during the time of Moses.
第一次以这种特别的方式发生是在摩西的时代。
God had appointed Moses to a unique role.Up to this point in history, no one has ever had been quite anything like Moses before.
神指定摩西真的职位在史上是没有的。
See, God may rule over everything, but because it's over everything, it's hard for us humans to see that.
神掌控一切，所以我们肉眼很难来看到或想象。
Let me use an illustration.
让我来举个例子。
A fish swims in the sea, so it is wet, right?
鱼在海中游，所以它是湿的，对吗？
But because water is the only thing it knows, it couldn't possibly feel wet because it doesn't know what dry feels like.
因为它一直在水里，这是它唯一知道的，所以它是湿的，它也不知道什么是干。
And in a similar way, God rules over everything, so everything is a part of God's kingdom in that way.
同样的。神掌控一切，神拥有一切。
But he introduces in a limited way so we can see it what it's supposed to look like.
他给我们有限的方式，所以我们可以通过这个来看到底应该是怎么样子。
And Israel was to be that example of the kingdom of God on earth.
以色列应该是神的旨意在地上，神国在地上的一个榜样。
Of course, the Israelites traced their ancestry from Abraham, but they weren't a nation until Moses.
当然，以色列祖先是亚伯拉罕，但是他直到摩西的时候才成为一个民族。
Now we're going to look a little bit more about this than just today, but for today, I want to look at how God began the nation of Israel with power.
我们将会看其他的经文，但是今天我们将会要看的是神国是怎么开始的。
It didn't begin by the will of any human being.
他没有从人的旨意开始。
That God had to convince everyone of the fact to get the kingdom started.
说神必须要说服人来开始他的国。
Even Moses.
甚至包括摩西。
So, I want to see first of all that God had to persuade Moses to deliver Israel.
所以首先神要说服摩西来拯救以色列。
Moses is perhaps one of the most reluctant deliverers the world has ever seen.
摩西也许是最不情愿要拯救以色列的。
And so God has to go through a multi-step process to show Moses not only that this is what he wants Moses to do, but also to convince Moses that God will help him and empower him to be able to do it.
所以神做了很多的工作来说服摩西，他是要来拯救以色列，并且神会给他力量去完成这样的任务。
Well, the first thing God does is persuade Moses to God that it is God that is speaking to him.
首先神说服摩西的是神在给他讲话。
And that's what the burning bush is all about.
这就是燃烧的这个灌木丛的故事。
Moses had been wandering perhaps a little farther than his usual habit.
也许摩西是比他平时游荡的地方要远一些。
And he'd come to Mount Sinai for pasture.
他到西乃山牧羊的地方。
And he sees a bush burning.
他看到一个燃烧的灌木丛。
Now perhaps very rarely a bush might spontaneously combust in the desert.
也许很少能够看到这些灌木会点火。
But if it does, it'll burn up like any other bush.
如果着火的话，这些灌木丛应该会烧毁。
This bush burned, but it didn't burn up.
这个灌木它着火了，但是却没有被毁坏。
But the miracle alone is enough to show Moses that this is God here.
这个奇迹本身不能够束缚摩西是神在那里。
God also calls Moses by name, Moses, Moses.
神也直呼摩西的名，摩西，摩西。
And warns him not to come any closer, for God is here.
警告他不要再靠近，因为神在这里。
Well, it works.
这个是有效的。
Moses is convinced, and in fact, he doesn't want to look at the bush because he realizes God is speaking to him there, and God is holy.
摩西意识到神在那里，他也被说服了。
Then God explains to Moses what he wants Moses to do.
然后他告诉摩西神要让他做什么。
And what an awesome responsibility.
是一个非常大的责任。
The promise that God had made centuries earlier to Abraham is now going to be fulfilled.
几百年前神给摩西非亚伯拉罕的应许将要实现。
And God wants to use Moses to deliver Israel from their oppression.
神要使用摩西从埃及人手里把以色列人的压迫拯救出来。
What an amazing privilege to be given this task.
这是一个特权来拯救。
And of course, God is the one who is promising to be with him, so power is not an issue.
神会与他同在，所以能力应该不是个问题。
Or so Moses should have said.
这应该是摩西的回答。
The rest of Moses' talk with God makes it quite clear that Moses doesn't want to go.
下面摩西跟神的对话显明出来，摩西并不想去。
Now that sounds a little strange.
这也许听起来有点奇怪。
Moses has been given a tremendous privilege.
摩西被神给予这样一个大的特权。
To do something really great.
去成一个大事。
And he's been promised God's help to do it.
他被应许说神会帮助他。
It concerns his own people that he cares about.
这关系到他自己的子民，他关心的子民。
Why doesn't he want to go?
但是为什么他不想去呢？
Simply because he's tried it before.
因为他以前试过。
And like many people who try to do ministry and are discouraged, the second time around it's really hard to convince him.
像一些人一样，他试着来做事工，但是被受了打击，所以第二次就比较困难。
See,Moses, 40 years earlier, Moses had tried to deliver Israel in his own strength, and it was a disaster.
40年前，摩西是出来拯救以色列人，但是造成的结果是非常的不好。
He started by trying to deliver just one Israelite from oppression.
他试着来拯救一个以色列人。
The end result was him running for his life, accused of murder.
结果他还要为自己的命来逃跑。
And even his own people had rejected his help.
甚至他自己的人都不愿意帮助他。
So now he doesn't think he can do it.
现在他就觉得他做不了这件事。
And so Moses comes up with a whole bunch of excuses why he can't do it.
所以摩西就给了很多的理由，他不能做的原因。
But of course, this time around, God has promised His help. That should be all He needs.
但是这时候，神给了摩西很多应许，这应该是所有摩西需要的。
But Moses respectfully comes up with every excuse he can think of.
但是摩西很尊重神的样子，给了很多的理由。
Until he bluntly tells God he just doesn't want to do it, since he runs out of excuses.
最终他索性说，我不想去差任何其他人去吧。
First he complains that he's nobody.
首先他埋怨说，他什么都不是。
He says, "Who am I that I should deliver Israel?"
他说，我是谁呀？为什么我要去拯救以色列人？
Well, that wasn't the question.
当然，这并不是问题所在。
If God is with you, it doesn't matter who you are.
如果神与你同在，不管你是谁。
God's, and that's what God answers. I will be with you, and that ought to be enough.
这是神的回答。神说，我与你同在，这就足够了。
And God gives him a sign.
当神给你一个记号。
Not a sign to persuade someone, but a sign to show them that they have been acting on God's behalf after they obey.
这个记号并不是要说服你，而是要证明神要给你这样的一个任务，要你去遵守。
So he tells Moses, "I will be with you. Trust me to be with you. And so if you obey me, then when you come out of Egypt, you will worship here, and that will be your confirmation that." You have done this in my power and not your idea.
所以神给摩西的这个记号，就是要让摩西相信他会与摩西同在，他会帮助他，然后摩西也会在这个地方来敬拜神。这是神要告诉他的。
Well, Moses' objection is an answer, but he still doesn't want to do it.
神摩西还是反对，他就是不想去做。
And I'm going to skip over. We'll come back. We're skipping over a middle section here. I'll come back to it.
我们会跳过中间的一部分，然后再回来。
But Moses explains that he's not eloquent.
摩西说他不善言辞。
He explains that he's slow of speech.
他说他说话很慢。
Now there's debate about exactly what he means by that.
当然，对于他这样讲的意思，我们有一些争执。
One explanation could be he hasn't spoken Egyptian in 40 years and he's a little rusty.
一种说法是他已经说埃及话40年了，所以他的希伯来文可能是比较不是流畅。
Of course, because his brother Aaron has been living in Egypt for 40 years, Aaron does speak Egyptian quite well.
当然，亚伦他在埃及40年了，所以他可能说埃及话比较好。
At any rate, the exact reason why Moses' speech was slow. This is really important. What's important is that Moses shows a lack of faith here.
当然，摩西说话很慢，这并不是最重要的。
See, once again, it isn't the power of the one speaking that's the issue. The issue is God promised to be with him, and that's enough.
当然，一个人说话能力这个不重要，而是神与他同在，这才是最重要的。
But Moses isn't convinced.
但是摩西没有被说服。
His final objection is a polite way of saying, "Just send somebody else, please. I don't want to do it."
最后，他很礼貌地说，派其他人去吧。
Well, God has chosen Moses. It isn't that easy to just refuse.
当然，神已经指定了摩西， 这个任务不容易推卸。
But God helps Moses out by giving him an assistant.
神帮助摩西通过给他一个助手。
An assistant really Moses could have done well without.
这个助手其实他根本也不需要。
Aaron wasn't actually much help to him.
亚伦并不是那么有帮助。
But Moses needed convincing, and God was merciful to him.
摩西需要有非常有说服力的这样说法，所以这样他就可以相信神在帮助他。
Well, of course, by this point, Moses is convinced.
但在这个时候，摩西已经被说服了。
And at this point, I want to take a little bit to draw a parallel between Moses and us.
在这个时候，我想让我们跟摩西相比较。
Now, obviously, we have an enormous difference between what Moses was sent to do and what we were sent to do.
但神让摩西做的和神让我们做的有很大差别。
Moses was sent to deliver the children of Israel.
神让摩西去拯救以色列人。
That obviously is not our job.
但这不是我们的工作。
But God has also sent us to do something.
但是神也让我们去做一些事。
The mission of the church is the spreading of the gospel everywhere.
教会的施工是要到世界各地传福音。
And that mission has been given to everyone in the church, not just the preachers.
这个使命是世界各地所有教会的使命，而不是讲道的人。
And like God promised to Moses, Jesus promised to be with us. He says, All authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. And lo, I am with you always.
就像神给摩西的应许一样，神也告诉我们，天上地下的权柄都在他手里，神将会与我们永远同在，直到地极。
We're not going in our own power. We're going in the power of God, and that's enough.
我们不是以自己的能力去的，而是凭着神的能力。
Well, after God persuaded Moses to deliver Israel, the next job is to persuade Israel that God has spoken to Moses.
神说服摩西之后，神要说服以色列，神是给摩西这样的一个任务。
Now, there's actually no record that it was very difficult to do that.
但没有这样的记录显示这个说服非常的困难。
But Moses thought it would be difficult, and he had a couple of objections about that.
摩西以为这很困难，所以他有很多反对的意见。
His first objection was, I don't know your name.
第一个原因是，理由是我不知道你的名字是什么。
Exodus 3 verse 13.
在 出埃及记3章1到6，13节。
When Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask, What is his name? What shall I say to them?
摩西之前说，我是什么人，就能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及中领出来呢？
Now this is more than just asking for a title, for something to call him.
当然这并不是要问神一个名字而已，怎样来称呼神。
God has just identified himself as the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
刚才神已经说他是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神。
That was back in verse 6.
那是在第六节。
And that was enough to convince Abraham, to convince Moses who he was talking to.
这已经足够让摩西可以相信。No, what
Moses wants is confidence, is a statement of God's reputation.
摩西想要的是神的名声。See,
if somebody asks me who I am,
如果有些人来问我是谁，
I might give them my name, but that doesn't mean anything because they don't know me.
我可能告诉他们我的名字，但是这并不意味着什么。
So they might ask me, well, then who are you?
然后他们就会问你到底是谁？
Well, I just gave them my name. That's not what they're after.
我只是告诉他们的名字，他们需要的并不只是我的名字而已。
Well, I might define myself based on where I come from, my ethnicity.
我也许可以告诉他们我从哪里来，我的种族是什么。
I might say, well, I'm an American.
我会说我是美国人。
Or I might explain myself based upon my origin, my family. I am the son of Stephen and Jan Wivel.
或者我可以从我从哪来，我的父母来告诉他们我的身份。
Or I might define myself based upon what I can do, my jobs.
也许我可以根据我的工作，我可以做什么来介绍我。
I'm a youth director and I'm a bus driver.
我是开公交车的，我是小孩子们的牧师。
Well, this is the kind of thing that Moses is asking about God.
这些就是摩西向神问的。
But of course, God is everywhere. He can't define himself based on location.
当然神无所不在，所以不局限于某个地点。
Here's what God does say about himself.
下面是神说他自己的。
He calls himself the I am. He says, I am who I am.
神说他是自有无有。
He doesn't define himself based upon where he came from, but because he is self-existent.
神没有说他从哪里来，因为他自有拥有。
He is the one who defines himself.
他是定义他自己的。
He doesn't define himself based upon what he can do, because he can do anything he wants to.
他可以做他所有想做的，所以他不需要根据他自己的能力来定义他自己。
He is the I am.
他是自有拥有。
And therefore, if God says he can do something, that's enough, because God is the I am.
所以如果神说他是自由拥有，这已经足够了。
Well, that answers that objection from Moses.
所以这已经回答或者是应对了摩西的第一个反对意见。
I don't know if the Israelites even asked Moses that question, but if they did, Moses had an answer for them.
我不知道以色列人有没有问摩西这样的问题，但是如果以色列人问了，那现在摩西有这样的答案。
Moses' other objection that has to do with Israel is basically they won't believe me.
摩西的第二个意见是关于以色列人，他们可能不相信摩西。
Now this is clear unbelief on the part of Moses.
这很明显是摩西自己的不信。
Because in verse 18, God tells Moses that they will believe him.
因为在十八节，神说他们会相信摩西。
But Moses isn't convinced by that and says, well, they won't believe me.
但是摩西不相信，摩西说他们不相信我。
So God, even though Moses has shown that he doesn't believe what God has just told him, God is gracious and gives him some ways to convince them that God has appeared to him.
虽然摩西并不相信神刚才所说的，神还是非常怜悯的向他显示，神会告诉他，这些以色列人会相信神已经向摩西显示了。
In chapter 4, he gives Moses three signs, all a little bit frightening, to convince that are intended to convince people that Moses comes on God's authority.
在第四章，神给摩西三个非常吓人的记号，让这些记号就可以让以色列人相信神差派了摩西。Moses
throws his staff on the ground; it becomes a snake.
摩西把杖扔到地上，这个杖就成了蛇。He
is told to pick it up by the tail, which is a great way to get bit.
摩西被告知要抓住蛇的尾来捡起这个蛇，这个是非常危险的。
But of course, much to his relief, it turns back into his staff again in his hand.
但有惊无险，折起来的时候，蛇又变成了杖。
He's told to put his hand inside his coat.
神让他把手放在他的衣服里。
And when he pulls it out to his horror, he has leprosy on his hand.
当他把手拿出来的时候，他非常惊讶地发现他的手有麻风。
But he puts his hand back in his coat again and pulls it out, and now there's no leprosy.
当他把手又放回他的衣服的时候，手又没有了麻风。The
key here is these are not magic tricks. This really happened.
这个重点是，这不是什么刁钻的一些技巧，而是这确实发生了。And
then the last sign was to take a little water and pour it on the ground, and it would turn to blood.
最后一个技巧是把水倒在地上，这个水就会变成血。
And that ought to be enough to convince even the hardest skeptic.
这应该是足够可以让那最怀疑的人来相信。
Which at this point in the story we should be convinced must be Moses himself.
当然在这个时候我们应该相信摩西他自己相信了。
At any rate, God did persuade Israel that Moses was God's mediator.
不管怎样，神确实说服了以色列，摩西是神的中介。
And the reason it worked this time is because this time God is with Moses.
这样一个方式形象是因为神与摩西同在。
We might ask, how will people know that God is with us, since we know that God is with us?
我们也许会问神怎么会与我们同在呢？因为我们会问到神，因为我们知道神与我们同在。
God has not given us the power to turn sticks into snakes or water into blood.
神没有让我们有这样的能力，把杖变成水，把水变成血。
But God has given us ways to show the world that God is with us.
但是神给我们这样的能力，可以让世人知道神与我们同在。
Jesus told his disciples in John
13:35.
By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you show love to one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And in Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28.
在腓立比书一章二十七到二十八节
，Paul is speaking to the Philippians and gives them something that will prove to even their opponents that God is with them.
保罗告诉腓立比人，神是要通过一些事情告诉他们，神与他们同在。
Paul tells them, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or in absence, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God.
保罗告诉腓立比人，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，或我来见你们，或我不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡是不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神。
As the opponents of Christianity in Philippi persecute the Philippian Christians,
在腓立比那些反对基督徒的
they will find that the Philippians are living a life worthy of the gospel and they are standing in spite of the persecution.
他们会发现腓立比人他们的生活与基督与福音相称，他们是一起在荣耀神。
And even these anti-God people in Philippi will be convinced that these Philippian believers are from God because of their life that is worthy of the gospel.
即使是反基督的人，他们也可以看出他们是从神那来的。
And then the third way we can show people that people can be convinced that we are from God is by proclaiming God's word.
第三个方式我们可以告诉世人神与我们同在，是我们来宣扬神的话语。
There are perhaps other verses I could have used as well to show this point.
有其他的一些经句我可以用来说明这个问题。
Technically, the verse on the screen here is about prophecy, which is a supernatural gift.
在这个slide 上，这个哥伦多前书十四章是讲这个预言的恩赐。
But prophecy is the proclamation of God's word.
预言是要讲神的话。
And so is preaching.
所以是讲道。
So as we preach the word of God, people are convinced by God's word.
当我们讲神的话的时候，人就可以知道神的话。
And I don't mean preach to the pulpit. I mean as we just tell people about God.
并不是从讲台上来讲神的话。
So the final step in God's program was to convince the whole world that He is God and that He is the God of Israel.
所以最后一步来是要说服他是神，他是以色列人的神。
This issue is summed up by Pharaoh himself when he first speaks with Moses.
这是可以从神与法老的经历来总结出来。
He asks, "Who is the Lord that I should let Israel go?"
法老说，谁是神，我才要让以色列人走。
Pharaoh thinks he's a god himself. Why would he listen to the God of the Hebrews?
他摩西，法老以为他是神，他不想让以色列人走，所以他不需要尊重神。
So of course he says no.
但摩西说，法老说。不能走。
Well, in effect, over the next few chapters, God says, "Okay, let me introduce myself."
但在下面的几章，神说，那让我来显示我是谁。
He starts off with an initial miracle that should have convinced Pharaoh, but doesn't.
他给了他一个神迹，但这应该是可以说服法老，但是没有。
And that would be the staff to the serpent miracle that we talked about earlier.
是刚才我们讲到的杖变成蛇的故事。
But of course, because the miracle from Moses is from God, and the Egyptian magicians, their miracle is just trickery. Their snakes are not able to compete with Moses.
但神让摩西的杖变成蛇是从神那来，但是埃及人的杖变成蛇这只是诡计。
Well, that should have been enough, but it wasn't.
虽然这个。摩西这个杖变成蛇跟埃及人这个杖变成蛇是不能相比的，但是还是没有说服埃及人。
And God had intended it this way so that He could demonstrate His power not just to Egypt but to the whole world.
神本意就是这样子，这样的话他可以向世人来显示他是神。
And so, of course, of 10 plagues, each of greater severity, God demonstrates supernaturally that He is God.
通过一个比一个又一个非常严重的石灾，神向他们显示神就是神。
And that He will fight for Israel.
神会为以色列人征战。
While it eventually persuades Moses or Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go,
最终神说服了法老让以色列人走。
Pharaoh changes his mind and tries to chase after them.
法老又改变主意，要追赶以色列人。
And so from that we get the miracle of the crossing of the Red Sea.
这样我们就有了过红海的奇迹。
Which was such a stupendous miracle that it was still being talked about centuries later in another country.
这是几百年后我们仍在讨论的，仍在说的一个非常大的奇迹。
In 1 Samuel chapter 4 or 5, somewhere in there, the Philistines mention the plague of or the crossing of the Red Sea.
在撒母耳某一个地方是这些非利士人他们非利士人提到埃及人过红海。
And so by these miracles, God demonstrates that He is God and that Israel is His people.
通过这个奇迹，神证明以色列人是他的民，神是神。
He announces to the world, He is the God of Israel.
他向世人宣称，他是以色列人的神。
Well, now God is also our God.
神也是我们的神。
And while the church is not Israel, we are the people of God also.
教会是以色列，所以我们也是神的民。
And my answer is they will believe that the Lord is God by hearing the word of God.
我的答案是他们会相信通过听神的话来相信神。
Romans chapter 10, verses 13 to 15.
罗马书十章十三节到十五节。
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How will they hear without someone preaching? How will they preach unless someone they are sent?
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见的，怎能信呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
Now here I think Paul is talking about preaching as in a preacher from a pulpit.
我想保罗在这里并不是讲在讲堂上的宣讲。
He's simply saying, as he says in verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
他是在讲信从听道来，听道是从听神的话语来。
People believe can only believe the word of God when they hear it.
人只有在听到神的话之后才可以相信。
So faith comes by hearing and listening to the word of God.
所以信心是从听神的话来。
And that is how they will believe that the Lord is God.
这是人怎样相信神是神。
So the mission of the church,
所以教会的使命
is that the world might know God.
世人可以知道神。
How will they know?
他们怎么才能知道呢？
Unless we tell them.
除非我们告诉他们。
God has promised us His power.
神已经应许他的能力。
He has promised to be with us, and that's enough.
神已经应许他会与我们同在，这已经足够了。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, I thank you that you are a God of power and might.
神啊，我们感谢你，你是有能力、有恩典的神。
That you rule over all.
你统治万物。
You have given us an awesome task.
你给我们非常重大的责任。
We know that we are not adequate to this task.
我们知道我们不能胜任。
But we do not need to be.
但是我们需要能够承认。
But we do not go in our strength, but yours.
因为我们去不是凭我们自己的能力，而是靠您的能力。
So let us boldly go, knowing that you support us.
让我们放心大胆去，知道你会与我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣的名求，阿门。